Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to The Drew Barrymore Show ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
That we all know and love. He is an awesome human being. He's a writer, director, actor, and producer who has graced us with such projects as Scrubs, Garden State, and his Emmy-nominated turn directing an episode of Ted Lasso. And fun fact, to get over his fear of flying, he got his pilot's license. Well, that's one way to kick a fear in its butt. Please welcome my friend Zach Braff.
We're old friends and we haven't seen each other in a while.
The last time we saw each other was with you and your dear friend, Donald.
Yeah.
And I put on these scrub onesies.
Yeah, this onesie, because we do a rewatch podcast of Scrubs.
Which is very popular. Yeah. Like, a huge hit in the podcast world.
It's huge. A huge hit all over the world. And so as a joke, we made these like onesies and you put one on. It was amazing.
Yeah, I come to play. Yeah. And yeah, we have known each other for decades at this point.
A long time.
Yeah. A long time. I watched your film.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I think that means thank you.
This is award level. This is the real deal. This is an extraordinarily beautiful, crafted, acted, directed, shot. Holy cow.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Chills while I'm talking about it.
Thank you.
Are you getting it? By the way, it's called A Good Person.
Yeah.
Which it will make you think so many things. It will make you feel so many things, including, I mean, let's just start with being alive.
Yeah.
Loss.
Yeah.
And how we deal with that.
I went through a lot of loss in the last 4 years. I lost my sister to an aneurysm. I lost my father to cancer. And then during COVID, one of my best friends got COVID and died. It was well-publicized because he was a beloved Broadway actor named Nick Cordero.
Yes.
And he was living in my guest house when he got it and when he went to the hospital. So when I sat down in the pandemic, in the lockdown, to finally write something, this is kind of what came out of me. I wanted to write about standing back up after loss and trauma. But in my experience with some of these things, and I hope a lot of people can relate, When there is a release, when there is a moment someone says something funny, you're just so happy that you have that, you can let the steam out of the engine. So I thought, I want to design the movie like that. The movie is going to be about grief and addiction and standing up after trauma, But I'm not going to make it too maudlin. I want there to be humor in it. I want there to be a release, because that's how I personally experienced this stuff. I remember a memory of my family being in the ICU waiting room, just waiting to see what was happening with my sister. And my father said something that was just mildly funny. It wasn't even that funny, but we all just started belly laughing with tears coming out of our eyes, because, you know, the human mind and body want that release. They crave that release. So that was sort of like what was in my mind while I was writing.
I mean, it's watching this film and what she's going through, the great Florence Pugh.
Yeah,
I think that's should be just, her name should change.
But how about her performance in this movie?
Florence Pugh.
It's just unbelievable. She's very special.
Why is she so leap off of wherever she is and like straight into our hearts and minds? Why are we all so obsessed with her?
There's just a magic. I mean, it's the old school thing of old school movie stars where they had a magic. Obviously, she's beautiful. Obviously, she's an incredible actress. But she has that magical thing. Obviously, you have it too. These people that go to the next level and are movie stars. And they just, you can't take your eyes off of them.
You cannot take your eyes off of them.
And this performance from her, I mean, even though she's done so much incredible work, I, even I, who know her well, I was just, with my jaw was on the floor with her performance in this film. And Morgan Freeman also, I must say, because I had directed him before in a comedy, I had the comfort level with him, and he trusted me to really push him, because Morgan is a gruff, tough guy, and he can be intimidating. And I love him to death, but he's Morgan Freeman. And so I think because we had made a comedy together, he really trusted me and let me push him. And I think this is one of the finest performances he's given in a long time.
I agree. And the two of them together. And I really felt that this was an incredible, emotionally compelling melting pot of the human experience.
Thank
that
you.
Is the film you made, the story you wanted to tell. And when you were writing it, were you like writing it for and with Florence,
yeah,
also tailoring it to
yeah,
her?
Yeah, well, we were a couple at the time, and we were in lockdown together, so I really wanted to write for her, and it was great because I would go down and write every day, and then we'd come up and have dinner and talk about it. I wouldn't let her read it, but we would chat about it, and I'd say, you know, today I kind of discovered that this, what do you think about that? And I was thinking that maybe she does this. And it became, we kind of were developing it
yeah.
together.
Each other's muses.
Yes, we truly were. And she had this idea where she said, I think the character, it would be great if when we find her after there's a time jump, if we find her and she's chopping off all her hair. And I said, that's a great idea. But logistically, we shot the movie in 26 days. I said, logistically, that's impossible. And she said, you'll figure it out. And I said, I talked to everyone, Florence, we shoot out of the movie completely out of order. You chopping off your hair is just not, we don't want to use wigs. They don't look real. And she said, you'll figure it out. So we eventually figured it out. And it really, you know, that's just an example of something that just came out of her. That was her idea. She felt the character would do that. And it's really powerful in the film. She's legitimately really cutting her hair off.
So, and I love her look in the movie, too, because it's different than her, you know, fashionista red carpet persona, which
yeah.
is so on point.
Yeah, she really, well, you guys know that stuff. I don't know, she's so into fashion. Like,
oh my God,
fashion.
She's so hot. It's like, it's confusing.
Yeah.
She confuses me to no end because she's so talented and has so much moxie. She also has so much bravado
yeah.
to be who she is.
Absolutely.
To say, this is what I like. This is who I am. No, I don't accept that from you.
Yeah, she's an incredible role
Where
model.
Where does she get that from? Because I am the opposite. I'm like a people-pleasing doormat in the best way, because I care so much. How do I get some of Florence Pugh's strength?
I think she has incredible parents that raised all of their children to be, they're like Renaissance kids. They all play music. You know, Florence sings songs.
Incredible musician. I was like, of course she can sing like an angel, yeah,
and
too.
And the songs that are in the movie, she actually wrote herself.
Of course she did. Why wouldn't she? She's a Renaissance woman.
Yeah.
Nice to know the origin story is her family.
She wanted me to tell you that she loves Charlie's Angels so much, and that when she was young, she would imitate all of your fight scenes. She would like learn your action sequences. Yeah, I said, I just texted her before I came on. I'm saying, I'm doing Drew's show. She goes, oh, my God, will you please tell her that I was obsessed with Charlie's Angels and I know, like, her fight choreography.
Will you please text her back and tell her that I believe her name should be officially changed to the great Florence Pugh?
I shall tell her, yes.
Okay,
yes,
that's an exchange I can go to sleep happy with. All right, well, we have a clip here, actually. Take a look at the great Florence Pugh and Zach Braff.
Hey, Mama, can you tell me where my pills are?
Which ones? We said we were going to wean off of them, remember?
Did we?
Yes.
Because we are in pain, and we need more.
They're not going to give you more, Allie.
They have to.
No, they don't.
I need them.
What's so incredible, too, is how unobvious and nuanced you make everything. It took me a long time in the best way to try to understand what's going on with everybody.
Thank you.
You know what? Well, we have to go to a commercial break, but the good news is we'll be right back with you. Just come on.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Zach Braff, who has made a film, honestly, that when you feel like you are at the brink of true brokenness and you don't know where to move from there, this film is so relatable and has extraordinary answers. I just love this movie.
Thank you.
Now, someone who's also always been in your life is your bestie, Donald Faison. And you guys were just in a major Super Bowl commercial with John Travolta.
Yeah.
Are we talking thruple here? Because thruples are trending, and
well,
I like a thruple.
Donald and I both, we're best friends. We both love musical theater. So when they came to us and they said, do you want to do Grease, sing and dance Grease with Travolta? We were like, what now? And so it was magical. I mean, there was some choreography, but John was like, no, it should be this. And he was kind of like choreographing me and Donald. It was amazing.
And you're like, bucket list, checkity check.
Yeah.
We got Donald to ask you a few questions.
No, you didn't.
Yes,
oh, my gosh,
did.
I'm nervous.
So it's 3 questions.
You know when you and your bestie have, like, private inside jokes, you're like, oh, gosh, what the hell is he going to ask me?
Well, you're going to find out, right? Because this is Fast Ones with Faison.
Oh, gosh.
It's me, Donald Faison.
All right. Donald, what's your first question?
ZB, I hear you're on Drew.
Yes.
Drew, what it do? ZB, I've got some questions for you. I think the world wants to hear these answers. So I'm gonna start with the first one. Question number one. What do you think about while on the toilet?
Oh my God. Only Donald would ask that.
Of course.
And the answer is clearly I play digital backgammon on my phone.
Perfect. I read a magazine. All right, Donald, question number two.
I hope it's better than that.
Do you have a dating rule?
Oh, if the person's, like, getting hammered, if, like, they're drinking,
God,
like, it's one
I've
thing to have a few
you.
Glasses of
How
wine.
How are we still? I did. I did that with you a few times.
Well, that's the story for another episode. But when the person is, like, over-drinking and you're like, whoa, it's one thing to have a few drinks, but you're like, she's like doing shots? Yeah, that's a red flag.
All right, Donald, last question.
What's the last thing you searched for on your phone?
This is going to sound self-serving, but everyone was asking me, because the movie's also coming out in the United Kingdom, they were like, where is it playing in the UK? And I was like, I have no idea. So I was Google searching, where does A Good Person come out in London and UK?
And what is it?
There's lots of movie theaters. But I posted a link tree on my Insta story. So if you're in the London watching this.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, I mean, that's, you know, the film is coming out in theaters. I Googled that too.
Yeah, it's actually coming out in theaters. So please go, I beg you, please go to the theater because we're lucky enough to be having it come out in movie theaters.
Which is huge. Huge. Okay. Thank you, Donald Faison, by the way, for contributing your fun questions. And A Good Person is in theater now, as we just said. By the way, cannot love the poster more.
I have to give MGM credit. They really allowed me to be collaborative down to the poster, so that's why we got a good poster.
Well, and it shows. From the poster to the film to Zach to the great Florence Pugh, Morgan Freeman, Molly Shannon, everyone in it is so incredible. A Good Person is in theaters now. We'll be right back. Thank you, Zach. Aww. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Every day, our world gets a little more connected, but a little further apart. But then, there are moments that remind us to be more human.
Thank you for calling Amica Insurance.
Hey, I was just in an accident.
Don't worry, we'll get you taken care of.
At Amica, we understand that looking out for each other isn't new or groundbreaking. It's human. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
In my life, so let's find out how your favorite Peloton instructor gets it all done. Oh, I love her. It's Allie Love.
Thank you for having me, sincerely.
Can I ask you a question? Like, yeah. Do you know how you broke through and made such a sort of space for yourself?
I think when I have the ability to be impressionable to 7 million plus people, whether it's on Peloton or Netflix, I think it is important for me to have that wide range, right? That entry point, whether it's the music, whether it's my words, whether how I dress, how I sound. And to be completely transparent, to answer your question, I think of if my grandmom was watching or when she is watching, would she love it, right? And that to me is like, that's how I live my life. That is my entry point. That is my next step. That is the next level for me. Is that if I sit here with Drew, will my grandma say, wow, she made it? And she will. She will.
Post-it notes with positive affirmations. I love that. I do that too. And so we wrote a note for each other. I think there's a lot of value to writing ourselves good mm-hmm. affirmations, but there are things that other people can see and say that we cannot do for ourselves. So I think those are equally as meaningful.
Okay.
Okay. Oh. Allie says, if possible, was a person... it would be you. Jesus, this is amazing. I don't know if that's motivating. It's sure humbling.
It's true.
Thank you.
You make a lot of things possible. A lot of us have followed your career. And as women who look at other women, you are one of those women. I'm checking for you all the time. My husband has watched your, like, Blended movie, like, 90 times. He's probably gonna, like, cringe saying this. Like, we've watched your career. And when I think of aspirational women that I look up to and that I'm like, what are they're doing? You've been a great representation in terms of our community. So I wanna say thank you. It's true, if possible, with a person. Mine says, lead, lead, lead.
Yeah. You have multiple
I love it.
Amazing amazing endeavors going on, mm-hmm. and you are a leader.
Thank you. That's so nice.
Now, because I'm like on the Ally Love feeder, will you do one of my favorite things with me, which is three to go? It's suggestions you will give us of things we can take away.
Okay, okay. Okay.
So many people follow you. Who should we follow?
Okay. I recently started following Kelsey Ballerini. I saw her at the Pat Bo show, and a friend of mine is a friend of hers, and they're like, she's an amazing person and a great human. And I play her music in my class, and I know she had gone through like a situation, and she's like, she's on her glow up phase, and I want to be a part of that in terms of being a witness to it. And I think that is why I started following her. I think her content is inspiring. I think her music is great. So she is a new person for me that I started following that I think is like truly amazing.
I follow her too. Yeah. So I really appreciate what you said.
Thank you.
All right. What song makes you move that we could all go shake our butts to?
Oh, shake our butts? Shake our bonbons? I mean, you put any Beyonce song, it's a rap. I can't hear you. I'm out. And so for me, it's like, I feel good in my bonbons there.
Okay, good. Yeah, get that Lavender Haze rocking. Okay, what's making you laugh?
What's making me laugh is, this is gonna sound, again, myself. And let me tell you, don't judge me.
No, I'm intrigued.
Okay. I'm not a funny person. Like, I'm literally in the friend group, everyone laughs because they feel bad at me because I'm like, I tell a joke and I tell the punchline before and I'm like, wait, let me do it again. Like, I'm that person.
Okay.
So at home, I've been practicing like voices.
Mm-hmm.
So I like literally crack myself up because I wake up and I'm like, oh, what are we doing for dinner today? And my husband's like, okay, what's going on? And I'm like, I said, what are we doing? Like, are we going? And I am just all over the place at home because I'm working on just like, you know, being comfortable in myself.
So make yourself laugh.
I am making myself laugh.
All right.
I am.
I like it. Ally Love, Dance 100 is streaming now on Netflix. We will be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We all have busy lives these days, and we don't want to waste a day recovering after a night out. That's why ZBiotics is the answer we've all been looking for. Their probiotic was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. Pre-alcohol produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. This is a proactive solution that wards off feeling miserable the next day instead of a reactive approach like drinking electrolytes or eating greasy food. Enhance your mornings with ZBiotics. Go to ZBiotics.com/CBS to get 15% off your first order when you use code CBS at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to ZBiotics.com/CBS and use the code CBS at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
Don't you hate it when you pull your hair back and all those flyaways stick out? Well, our favorite fashionista, Christina Zias, has a secret fix. Okay, I'm in. Watch this.
Today, I'm going to show you one of my favorite hair hacks. You know that cool girl hairstyle with the slicked back bun or slicked back ponytail? It is way easier to do and to get than you think. All you need is a bristle brush, a wax stick, a hair tie, and that's it. So first step is you want to make sure your hair is parted down the center, or at least parted wherever you want. I'm going to do a center part for this. Next is you just start applying your wax stick. What's great about this is it doesn't cake up either or get super flaky. Now start combing back with your bristle brush like this. Pull it back. You can do a ponytail or a bun. Put a little bit more of your wax. And voila, we got a sleek, cool girl hairstyle.
All right, thank you, Christina. That's our show for today. We make this show for you, so just take it with you, everybody, because it's yours.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.